Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show. This is Dr. Mystery, your host, board-certified urologist, all-around great guy, here with my wonderfully beheaded co-host.
Oh, beheaded.
You have a head, right?
But I was beheaded?
I don't know.
Or that I have a lovely head of hair?
You have a lovely head of hair.
Thank you.
Donna Lee.
That's right. Welcome, everybody. We just practiced the biggest word I know. Otolaryngology.
Otorhinolaryngology.
Otorhinolaryngology.
That's a mouthful.
It is. That's what she said.
This is a men's health show.
Is it?
I'm a board-certified urologist.
I don't know anymore.
This show is brought to you by the urology group that I started in 2007, NAU Urology Specialists. Mm-hmm. We would love to see you as a patient if you ever want to be in the Austin area and come see us, although this show is worldwide.
You know, we had a listener patient call, and he said he was looking for holistic urology. And I said, well, how'd you find us? And I thought maybe he listened to the radio show or Googled or something. He said his friend, who is in Australia, Googled us and found holistic urology in Austin.
And for those four people in South Korea that keep downloading the show, thank you very much. How do people get a hold of us and complain about your lack of cultural
sensitivity? Scream loudly and wish that we hear you. And you can call 512-238-0762. You can also reach out to us through our website, armormenshealth.com. And you can submit your questions there as well to armormenshealth.com. We also, by the way, have a link to our main website on our Armour website. Just wanted you to know.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
We're in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs.
Today, we're honored to have Dr. Achal Dhruva, my family's personal otorhinolaryngologist, on the show.
Is that a HIPAA violation?
I can self-report if I want to. Achal, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you work for Austin Regional Clinic here in Austin, and you are an ENT specialist. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about kind of what it takes to become an ENT specialist and what you guys do?
It's similar to urology. It's 1 year general surgery after medical school. So 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, and then 5 years of residency, one of which is general surgery, and then four of ENT.
Which really puts you different than ophthalmologists who call themselves surgeons but don't do a general surgery year, right?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that.
Slow burn.
And do you think that was for Dr. Smith from last week? Do you think people become otorhinolaryngologists because they can't spell ophthalmologist?
The P and the H.
It's very confusing, Don't you think? So you handle ear, nose, throat kind of medicine, correct?
That's exactly right. It's medicine and surgery, so we do the medical aspect of it and the surgical aspect of it.
And what would you say in adults, adult men especially, as they age, the most common kind of conditions that you're seeing and taking care of?
Yeah, I think there's a couple that jump out. One, and the popular one, is sleep apnea. As we get older, we all lose muscle tone. And in the throat, that leads to snoring. And we put on some weight invariably, and that snoring turns into sleep apnea.
So sleep apnea is actually a really important topic that we deal with in our office. And a lot of patients are surprised that there's a sleep apnea urology kind of connection. And we talk about that on the show all the time, increased urination. But where we deal with sleep apnea a lot today is how when you're sleeping and you're not oxygenating, it's really a stressor on your body, and it leads to all sorts of health problems, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I never thought I'd have so many mutual patients with urologists. But, that deep sleep, the sleep apnea is really interruption of that deep sleep. And we know that good things happen in deep sleep, hormone secretion of metabolic regulators, and also just the restorative sleep. And when we're interrupting that deep sleep is when we're seeing problems of fatigue and all the problems that you guys see.
So when people have sleep apnea, and a lot of patients come to me and they're like resistant to even getting tested for sleep apnea because they're afraid they're going to have to wake up with like this machine on their face and annoy everybody with a very loud CPAP machine. I think a lot of people may be familiar with CPAP machines. Talk to us a little bit about what are the types of patients that benefit from a surgical repair or a surgical approach to their sleep apnea?
Yeah, so, you know, sleep apnea is largely a non-surgical issue.
Right.
And CPAP is very effective But when we get into the small fraction of patients that may have a deviated septum, they may not be breathing well through their nose. They may have huge tonsils.
Okay.
You know, we used to take out large tonsils in everyone in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
And then somebody told me to like cut out the little droopy thing in the
uvula.
Back of my throat.
The uvula. Uvula.
You cut it out?
Don't
cut it out.
Behooves you to mind your uvula.
Oh, he's a clever poet over here. You know, my husband has an extra large uvula, and he brags about it, but I don't think that translates to his penis. Doesn't mean that.
As we know.
Exactly.
As we all know.
If that was only the case.
That's
right?
Funny. That's fine. Mine almost touches the bottom of my tongue.
Oh, no.
It's
you
amazing.
Stick it out, it's like two
but
times.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
So tonsils, uvula, septum. These are all surgical corrections that are fairly straightforward.
Do you think that there are some people out there that overuse surgical interventions for sleep apnea? Because I feel like depending on where you end up to treat your sleep apnea, you're either going to get a knife or not. And sometimes I wonder if maybe it's being overused.
Yeah, you know, I think I can't speculate on what goes on elsewhere, but I have
sure you
know
can.
There's
sure you can.
But you know, sometimes there's newer procedures that we try and we think that something's going to help, and then over time that enthusiasm kind of wanes, you know, and we realize that hey, this isn't really working for sleep apnea as well as we thought it would.
There is one surgery that works very well for sleep apnea. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
It's bariatric surgery.
Oh.
To lose weight. Because weight gain, you know, I think for those guys who have lost weight and lost their sleep apnea can attest to the fact that weight is probably one of the major risk factors for sleep apnea.
Mm. Absolutely. In fact, the general surgeons who do bariatric surgery, part of the workup pre-op is getting tested for sleep apnea and treating the sleep apnea. You know, we know that treating sleep apnea helps us lose weight better than if
it
wasn't treated.
It's like a chicken and egg phenomenon, right?
Exactly.
You're bigger, so you get sleep apnea, and then you're tired, so you don't work out, and then you get worse sleep apnea, and then it's a cycle.
Right.
And so if people out there are suspecting sleep apnea, or most importantly, for the wives listening right now, who want to convince their husbands to get tested for sleep apnea, tell us what is the usual testing program that men will go through to get tested for sleep apnea?
Yeah, that's where we've seen improvement. You know, traditionally people would go to the doctor, they get a sleep test ordered, they go to the sleep lab overnight, and then they wait a week or two to get the results back. And now we can do home sleep studies.
And they're pretty accurate?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they sometimes underestimate the presence of sleep apnea, but if a home sleep study is positive and it shows that you have moderate or severe sleep apnea, you have moderate or severe sleep apnea.
And that home test isn't that invasive. You put like a O2 sensor on your finger and a chest strap to make sure that it's measuring your breath incursions, and then you wear it for a couple nights?
That's right. It's one or two nights, yeah, and that's exactly it. It's a belt or a strap that you put around your chest, a pulse ox on your finger, and a nasal cannula.
So for those of you patients that come to see us as urology patients, don't be surprised when you leave our office with a home sleep test, because it makes a really big difference in terms of your overall health.
Mm-hmm.
And when people come to tell us that they're fatigued and they just want testosterone, that's the main reason we started doing sleep studies, because, you know, 80% of them had sleep apnea and they were like, well, this testosterone is not working. And I'm like, yeah, it's because you're choking yourself to death every night with your sleep apnea.
That's how I convince men to actually use the CPAP. I say, you know, this will get you more energy, and that there has been an association with low testosterone and the presence of sleep apnea.
We should just tell everybody your erections are going to get lost if you don't take the sleep study.
Oh, boy. We can.
We can.
Is that medically sound enough?
I think there's enough connections that we can say the sleep bone is connected to
the
penis bone.
Penis bone. Oh.
Yeah. Well, Achal, thank you so much for joining us today. Would you tell me what is your email address and what is the phone number if somebody wants to come get treated by you?
Maybe not email address.
You're putting me on the spot here. So
or
just website.
Website's enough.
So awesome. It's www.austinregionalclinic.com. And then you can search, you know, the different specialties.
And spell your name.
Go on ENT. Yeah, it's A-C-H-A-L and last name Dhruva, Dhruva. And the office number, and we have a few offices in town, but mine is at Cedar Park. It's 512-260-1581.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be back with another segment. We're going to talk about hearing loss there. And we'll be right back after this message.
Sorry, what was that you said? Couldn't hear you. We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Show. This is Dr. Mystery, your host, board-certified urologist, joined by my wonderful co-host, business manager, and one of my best friends, really, Donnelly.
That's right. That's why he always beats up on me. So when I get those emails that you're mean to me, I just say, oh, he loves me that sort of way.
Actually, your husband used to be one of my best friends, but now he's so famous because it was reported on Twitter that he built a Coach Sarkisian's house.
That's right. He built Coach Sarkisian's house, and now he's best friends with the Sarkisians, and they're super sweet.
Well, they are super
now
sweet.
Now let's win some games.
And now he won't return my phone calls. This show is brought to you by the urology group that I started in 2007, NAU Urology Specialists. We now have grown to four urology physicians. We have four advanced practice providers, like nurse practitioners and PAs. We have two physical therapists. We have a sex therapist. We have a health coach on staff. We do sleep testing. We are here for you for your holistic urology needs.
That's right. You know, holistic is very important to a lot of people out there.
Yes. You're just dying to tell the story again.
No.
I'm not going to let you
I'm
tell the story
tell the
ever
story
again.
That
no.
Somebody in Australia felt
no,
this
stop
as
it.
They Googled holistic
you
just, urology.
You got too much.
It was so cool.
Well, we're joined again by Dr. Achal Dhruva, otolaryngologist, ENT physician, for those of you that only like letters and can't spell big words. Thank you for joining us again, Achal.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I recently went to an ENT physician myself for what was perceived as hearing loss.
Not me?
No. I didn't.
Wow.
Your schedule's too busy. But Donna here set me up a hearing test. Now, do you think hearing loss is just a genetic and evolutionary thing that helps husbands avoid wives nagging?
Yes. Yes,
so I have a patient that said, you know, men lose their hearing earlier than women, and they lose it.
Or so they say.
And the common hearing loss is in the exact frequency.
Of the wife?
That women, it's in the higher frequencies and the higher pitches.
That's what my husband says.
I'm telling you.
So he says, do you know why that is? I said, you know, we really don't know. He said, because there is a God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
All right. Well, very good. Sorry, everybody out there.
So that's the short
trouble.
So that's a short answer to your question.
You know, when you're very young and you're a baby, high frequency hearing starts first. That's why you talk to babies like this, because they can hear that really well. And then as you get older, you lose that.
That made me feel uncomfortable.
I won't do voices anymore.
Okay.
I'll go back to my
You're a little
octave.
Too good at that.
I'll get back to
he's
my
got
octave.
A grand
but then
baby.
Again, he's a grandfather. Yeah, yeah,
a grand
I'll get back to my
say.
Octave. Maybe explain to us, what is the natural process of hearing loss, and when should people actively try to seek out help for hearing loss?
You know, this is a multifactorial problem. It could be noise exposure. It could be genetics or hereditary. But the natural progression usually is, you know, if you find yourself, especially when you're in noisy environments, like if you're at a loud restaurant or a bar or something, and the person right in front of you, you have a tough time hearing or understanding the person right in front of you. That's when it's kind of a red flag that, hey, I may be losing that high frequency hearing, which otherwise, if you're in your own house or you're working on a computer all day, you may not notice it. It's so subtle.
That's right.
But then when you're in a social situation and you have a tough time understanding the person in front of you in a noisy environment, that's usually a tip-off.
Now, in terms of age, what do you think is like, you kind of expect a 75-year-old man to maybe have some hearing loss, but what age, if you hear somebody having hearing loss, do you say, man, that's really, really young?
I would say, you know, 20s, 30s, if you have a hearing loss, that's a red flag. The other is sudden hearing loss. If you wake up one day and you have fullness or pressure in your ear, that's a problem that shouldn't just be chalked up to, hey, I have wax in my ears. And it's something where there's a window of opportunity of about 2 weeks where we can potentially reverse it. So the one message I would have is, if you have sudden hearing loss and your ears look clear when you see the doctor, get to an audiologist or an ENT doc right away.
You shouldn't wait. You should not assume it's just congestion or something like that.
Correct.
In terms of testing, is hearing routinely tested as men age?
It should be. You know, especially, again, if it's a social situation, or even if their spouses or partners are complaining, hey, I have to repeat myself, then yeah, I think every year it should be routine once a diagnosis of even a little bit of a hearing loss is seen.
Can primary care doctors check hearing, or is that mainly by an audiologist, otorhinolaryngologist?
That's right. So the primary care docs, they can screen the hearing, but a true formal hearing test is an audiologist in a soundproof booth where you can differentiate if it's a nerve hearing loss or if it's a hearing loss related to wax or fluid and whatnot.
In the past, I can imagine using a hearing aid has been something that a lot of men are like not really ready for. Just like they don't want to use a CPAP, they don't want to do the things that it takes to be healthy. You know, I have family members that have hearing loss and refuse to wear hearing aids because they're afraid of how it's going to make them look.
But they're so small now.
They're very
small.
They're
like small. Teeny tiny, but and they're like $10,000 or something crazy.
Yeah, they go behind the ear. You can't see it. If you're looking someone straight at them, you can't really see it.
So hearing aids have gotten smaller. Sometimes they can be even integrated into your phone.
Correct.
So you can like...
And it's like having a mini computer in your ear.
I mean, I think a lot of people would be happy to insert a computer into their head.
I don't know about that.
No?
No.
Just something else they put in ears that I saw in a dirty movie once.
You saw in a dirty movie.
I'm scarred.
Could they fit that?
Just barely. Depends on the girl.
So hearing aids are fascinating to me because they're often not... I mean, in the past, they weren't covered by insurance and like you couldn't buy them. Like there were all these barriers to getting hearing aids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there still is. You know, they're not
Why
cheap.
Why is that? Why are they so expensive and insurance is so hard?
I don't know the answer to that question.
They don't want you to hear.
I guess
they don't want you to hear the government.
Insurance doesn't consider hearing loss a medical problem. But if you get surgery for a correctable, you know, hearing loss, that's covered by insurance completely.
I mean, it says something that the government is run by men and Viagra's covered.
But not hearing aids. That's true. And penile prosthesis.
Because there is a God. Is that right? is that the punchline of that joke, too? When it comes to hearing loss protection, I'm sure that people don't want to be nagged about having to wear earplugs and stuff at loud events. But I see it more and more. I see that people are being a lot more proactive about protecting their hearing. I imagine if you listen to a lot of live music, you should probably keep some earplugs in your car so that doesn't happen. If you shoot guns, probably make sure that you have hearing protection. Are there secret ways that noise pollution gets into ourselves that people may not recognize?
Usually it's not subtle. You know, sometimes if we see this with drivers, you know, truck drivers where they keep the window down and their left side, they develop a
really?
High frequency hearing loss
wow.
on the left side.
Because the wind going through and
yeah,
like all the cars.
Yeah, just a noise exposure on the left side. That's compared to the right side.
Well, that's interesting. I never thought
Unless
of that.
Unless they
one.
Have someone yapping away.
That's right.
Why is he pointing at me?
He was pointing at you, Donna.
Just to my right, you know, if I was the driver here.
And if people are going to take more a natural or holistic or supplement things, give us some kind of insight into supplements and vitamins and things like that kind of impact hearing.
You know, I don't know if, I know, you know, certain medications, aspirin, ibuprofen can, and certain chemotherapy agents do trigger a nerve hearing loss.
And gentamicin, right?
Yeah. So the antibiotics can too. For sure. But as far as holistics and natural supplements, I don't know of them enough to say one does or doesn't. I haven't seen that.
But general nerve kind of things are probably going to be important here. So alcohol use, smoking, things like that kind of affect just general nerve conduction. Now, diabetes affects a lot of nerve conduction. Does diabetes contribute to hearing loss in any way that you see a lot of?
Yeah, you know, there's some reports that show an association. It somehow doesn't behave like a peripheral nerve as much as, you know, the extremities, like, you know, with diabetics or even erectile dysfunction.
With sensory and stuff like that.
You know, that's still unforgettable.
And in terms of surgical interventions for hearing loss, like actually going in there and fixing things, what are some of the most common reasons people may have to have surgery to correct hearing?
Yeah, so and this is where the audiogram comes in, is it can tell us if a hearing loss is correctable or not. Something as simple as a perforated eardrum.
Okay.
You can surgically repair that. There's stiffening of, you know, you remember in grade school, you learn the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup, the bones in the middle ear.
If you haven't seen the pictures of the bones in the ear, it is a marvel of evolution that these tiny, tiny, tiny bones work together to keep that eardrum suspended to take sound waves and make them into nerve conduction. It is.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
And wow. It's actually the only, you know, you go sound waves, which is through air.
Right.
Then it goes through the bones, which is through a solid medium.
Right.
The bones then vibrate and create a little fluid wave in the cochlea, so that's a fluid medium. And then that sends a signal to the nerve, which is an electrical medium.
And there's little hairs in there that
so
like
little
go
hair
back.
Cells.
It's fascinating how we hear.
Surgical correction, we can, there's certain conditions where the bones are stiff, and you can go in and put in prostheses. So that
you have fake ear bones that you can put in there?
We have prosthetics.
Oh my
prosthetics
God.
Prosthetics for the bones in the middle ear.
That's fascinating.
So excited over there.
And then, yeah.
It's like arthritis of the ear. And you got to go in there and
right.
put like
it's stiffening.
Exactly. like a bone replacement.
And then obviously cochlear, you hear about cochlear implants, which are corrections for nerve hearing loss.
Is cochlear implants and hearing loss from that way, is that common in older people, or is that going to be more common in younger people?
It's more congenital, you know, the cochlear implants for congenital hearing loss. But it is a surgical correction of a hearing loss.
So you shouldn't necessarily accept that your hearing loss is permanent and you should get checked because maybe we can fix it.
Correct.
Well, Achal, thank you so much. Dr. Achal Dhruva with Austin Regional Clinic. He's an ENT doctor or an otorhinolaryngologist. How do people get a hold of you? What's the number?
512-260-1581. And that's the Cedar Park office.
Well, that's awesome. And Donna, how do people get a hold of us?
You can call us at 512-238-0762 or visit our website, armormenshealth.com. You can send your questions there and we can answer them anonymously and listen to our podcast.
Dr. Dhruva, thank you so much
Thanks,
for joining
guys.
Us.
Thank you.
The Armour Men's Health Show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.